Words matter. You believe that? They build up or tear down. And once they escape our mouths, you cannot retrieve them. Words matter, and the Apostle Paul gives parents a needed warning about our words and our actions. Although this passage is addressed to fathers, it applies to mothers as well. Fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. From the time I was 7 years old, it was drilled into my head. Every coach from 10 and under baseball to college baseball bellowed the same command. Don't take the called third strike. If you strike out, you better go down swinging. When you have two strikes, widen your stance, choke up a bit on the bat, protect the plate, and don't take anything close. Whatever you do, never watch the third strike go by. So when I began coaching kids, I repeated and repeated and repeated and repeated the same instruction. I'll never forget one particular softball game. My oldest daughter, Brittany, a fifth grader at the time and a great player, made the last out of the game by taking a called third strike. My insides ignited. After the obligatory handshakes and great game, girls, I made my way to the car with Brittany and exploded. What just happened out there? Why did you not swing the bat? Never take a called third strike. How many times have you heard me say that? You could have pulled that pitch down the right field line as fast as you are. You could have made it to third easily. Why? We could have won the game. What were you doing? I stopped to take a breath and circle back with the same questions, notched up with emotion. And then I saw the tears. My heart sank. And I realized my foolish sin. Of all things, a recreational football game. By the way, I've written about this, and Brittany has written her side of the story in a blog. I'll give you some information about that in the email on your Devo on your email site. The word embitter that we see in the passage, Father, do not provoke or embitter your children. It means to irritate. One translation uses the word exasperate. This continued practice will cause your kids to lose heart, to lose confidence, to lose respect in you as a father or mother. As parents, we are called to demonstrate what it means to honor the Heavenly Father in all things. As mothers and fathers, we are called to build up our children. As parents, we're called to demonstrate unconditional acceptance and love. Embittered hearts will walk away from God and us. Father, please help us be parents who build up, not tear down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.